at the Advocacy 2.0 conference. I'm visiting with Michelle Payne Canoper. And Michelle, this conference here, it's just wrapping up here in Nashville, has really been fascinating, just a ton of enthusiasm and positive emotion that I've seen. How would you characterize this year's conference?
I think the excitement that's in the air really comes from the great talent that we have in the room, both in the attendees, the training committee that put it together, and the volunteers that make the AgChat Foundation work. So we're very excited. We saw activity even before the conference that people had started blogging that had not blogged before. Some folks developed a Facebook page. Other folks decided to start tweeting. So we know advancements already were made once they were accepted to the conference. We had 115 attendees this year, which was up significantly from last year, and unfortunately had to turn several people away. So we would encourage all of you listening to be sure that you apply to ACFC 12, which is the AgChat Foundation Conference in 2012.
Well, looking at this conference, what are some of the things that maybe have struck you with either attendees or programs that were presented or just discussions that were held?
One of the striking things about this year's conference was just people's warmth and connection, because we've all been connected in, virtually for quite some time now. But, you know, just a quick hug when you actually get to see somebody. And, you know, when you have 115 people in a room, it's hard to get around to everybody at the breaks. But one of the exciting things that we did this year was to extend our networking time. So we had plenty of opportunity for large, small, and one-on-one networking. Another thing that the training committee felt was very important was to break into basic and advanced sessions. So as an example, we had a basic and advanced Twitter session. We had a basic and advanced blogging session that you were graceful enough to help us with, Chuck. So that was really a neat learning opportunity. And then really what our goal was is to bring the mobile and tablet platforms to the conference and to be sure that we were all moving the skill sets up to the next level.
Mm-hmm. And I participated in that session, and it's just amazing to me how many of them brought tablets, for example, and were using them not only there but throughout the conference. Mm-hmm. We did kind of maybe create a little bit of a challenge for the hotel internet access, as somebody put it. Not only was we each online with one device, in some cases two or three at the same time.
Yes, we did. And I had two major challenges at this conference. Number one is I have terrible iPad envy, because I have always wanted one and I still don't have one, and I've never been in a room with so many. So I tried really hard not to have sticky fingers. And secondly, from day one when we negotiated with the hotels in Nashville, we made the technology need be readily apparent. They assured us that they were fully ready for us. We had three routers in the room yesterday that could not keep up with us. They end up running wired lines, and so the presenters like yourself all had the opportunity for enough speed, and they admitted today that they just were not fully equipped for us. And we are a tech-heavy conference, and for those of you that are listening that weren't here, one of the great messages that we can share in agriculture is our use of technology in a positive and friendly way, whether it's GPS, whether it's the phone, or whether it's biotechnology. You know, being able to utilize different technology tools in a lot of different ways is a message that personally I think we need to be able to share, and the folks at the Renaissance in Nashville certainly understand how techno-savvy agriculture is now.
Well, I guess just maybe last thought, looking ahead, we're going to do this again next year. You know, anything that the committee has already kind of thought of, well, maybe next year we ought to think this or that, or is it too early? And then for people who have not either attended or maybe become involved, we are always looking for volunteers on the foundation.
Yes.
We actually have some board positions that need to get filled. You know, what would you say to encourage people?
My encouragement would simply be this, and it was the same message that I shared with the crowd last night. Regardless of whatever your role is in agriculture, how can you leverage your position as a thought leader to reach out and help more people understand agriculture? That doesn't have to be a hardcore advocacy position. You don't have to blog, you don't even have to tweet, and you don't have to Facebook, but you do have to have the conversation. So that really would be my personal challenge and encouragement to every single individual in agriculture, because it is so critical, as most of us know. The training committee has talked about a couple of perhaps changes for next year that we would like to do, but in all honesty, it's 100% volunteer conference. We just need to get through this one, and if you are interested in advocacy, which is online advocacy, we certainly would invite you and welcome you, or if you're just curious, to go to agchat.org. You can learn more about our weekly conversations there. You can learn more about how to become a volunteer. And know that if you are genuinely interested in empowering a connected community of advocates, we would love to have you on board. So come on and join us.
All right. Well, we hope they will. And I just have a sense with the energy coming out of here that there's going to be a lot more encouragement out in that online community. Thank you very much, Michelle. Here from the Advocacy 2.0 Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.